Regarding the story of the believing jinn, the Quran says in chapter 46, verses 29-33, how we sent to you, Prophet Muhammad, a company of jinn, who, when they came and listened to the Quran, said to each other, "Be silent." Then, when it had finished, they returned to their nation and warned them. "Our nation," they said, "we have just been listening to a book that has been sent down after Moses, confirming what came before it and guiding to the truth and to a straight path. Our nation, answer the caller of Allah and believe in him. He, Allah, will forgive you some of your sins and protect you from a painful punishment." Those who did not answer the caller of Allah cannot frustrate Allah in the earth, nor shall they have anyone to protect them other than him. Those are in clear error. Have they not seen that it is Allah who created the heavens and the earth, and was not wearied by their creation, and that he is able to restore the dead to life? Yes, he has power over all things.